Well, Senate Resources passed out a pretty significantly changed version of Senate Bill 192. When they first rolled it out, they said it was more or less a placeholder. The version they moved, the sort of key features, it reduced the progressivity, which is basically reduced tax rates at very high oil prices. It also increased tax rates at low oil prices, basically sets a floor so that if oil prices fall to, you know, $30, $40 again, the state's revenue won't fall through the bottom. And another thing it did was they set up a sort of information collection system in the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission. One concern a lot of senators have expressed is that they feel they don't have sufficient information and the state needs more information from the oil industry about what it's spending and what it's making. And another change is, I hate to use the jargon, but it's called decoupling, which is separating oil taxes from gas taxes. And that's controversial. The legislature passed it a couple of years ago, and the governor vetoed it. But that was also in the bill.
And that's kind of considered as a pivotal element.
Well, the separation idea is that under the current tax structure, if we were to get a gas pipeline and really start commercializing our gas, right now we have such a small amount that it's not super significant. But if we were to get a gas line, the what they say dilution effect of taxing gas sort of alongside oil would be in the billions, and it could sort of wipe out effectively our oil tax. It would be like we'd get a negative return effectively from commercializing our gas. So I think everyone agrees that that would be problematic. But the Parnell administration has opposed the change. Now they say they will work with the senators to try to come up with something everyone can agree on. Currently, they say this, quote, dilution effect costs the state about $80 million a year.
Through all the discussion that we've had over the last 2 years or so on possible changes in oil taxes, has there been any, in your view, any sort of solid tie-in between the tax policy and the effects on oil production, like some have suggested?
Well, I guess that's the million or billion or zillion dollar question, is how does policy relate to, you know, how does tax policy affect production? Because I think everybody agrees they want to increase our oil production. Brian Butcher, who's the Commissioner of Revenue, last week said we cannot definitively link a tax credit with a certain impact on production. So I think in some sense it comes down to a belief, you know, and almost a philosophy, whether you believe the sort of general proposition that if you lower taxes, the industry will respond, or as some others say, there's really no evidence of this. Some of the senators say we had ridiculously low taxes for many years before leading up to the 2006 tax change, and we didn't see the investment in production. So there's just a really fundamental difference, I think, in sort of championed on the one hand by the governor and some leaders in the House, and on the other side by the Senate, which is very skeptical that any kind of across-the-board tax break will lead to increased production. And in the end, I have to say, I think their differences are at this point irreconcilable, and in some sense, all this time spent on the oil tax is not probably going to lead to consensus this year. So I think the question is, will the governor call a special session to try to see if the Senate can come to some agreement with the governor and the House? I tend to think that ultimately the governor and the House leaders believe that after this coming election, they may get a Senate that is Republican-led again.
That's a little bit more amenable to their positions.
And I'm starting to think that in the end, they are not going to settle for something that the Senate would agree to, that in the end, probably the governor, the House leaders would say, we're going to take our chances, wait till next year when we think we're going to get a Senate leadership that's more in line with our philosophy.